com.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or doesn't. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
Kick it off and go with Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I've got a little bit of a weird problem. I'm 39 okay. years old.
All right.
And about 9 months ago, I started getting really tired after I ate. And after a few months of it kind of progressing, I went to my primary care physician, and she suggested that I go and be tested for sleep apnea. And I did that and went through the whole deal and got on a CPAP machine. And that's definitely helped my energy levels during the day. But the getting tired after I eat has continued to progress to the point to where, you know, I've been looking things up on narcolepsy and all kinds of things. Because
right.
it's that pronounced. I eat 30 minutes, 40 minutes later. I began to just sort of enter like a stupor, not euphoric or anything like that, but just kind of a stupor, and I just get extremely tired to the point where I have fallen asleep behind the wheel, and you know, I'm just wondering. My doctor kind of seems to she's checked my blood sugar levels and things like that. Really nothing going on there as far as she can tell, and I can kind of tell she's sort of at a loss, so thought maybe you could help.
You've checked your blood sugar? They've done all that?
Yeah. Yep.
And what did the number turn out for your blood sugar,
you know,
for the glucose? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact number. All I know is that she said that...
normal.
Yeah, but it was normal. There was a couple of times when it was approaching, you know, the higher end of the range, but nothing she said to be, you know, concerned about.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things. Now, there's brain chemistry that we have to look at. If the numbers of the blood sugar is fine, then there's a couple of other things that we want to look at. Brain chemistry is everything, and they're called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals. When you keep your neurotransmitters balanced, that's when you're going to feel steady and you're going to feel level. Okay? So when you eat sometimes, let me ask you this. What does a typical meal look like for you? Just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a typical day.
Breakfast is usually some kind of honey oat cereal, a granola bar, something simple like that. It never seems to be affected. It never seems to change the outcome. What I eat or how much of it I eat. I've eaten salad with vinaigrette and eaten a small portion of it. Same thing.
Have you ever eaten a certain way for weeks at a time? Like, have you ever?
Tried that.
Okay. Here's the deal. All right. A lot of times when you check blood sugar levels and everything's fine, so that means there's not a system issue, meaning your pancreas are not working properly and that kind of thing. Whenever you have that type situation, you always want to go back and you always want to look at food allergies, and you also want to look at how the body's responding to certain things like inflammation in the body. And so when you eat certain foods, such as, grains, which I talk about a lot. Little, and that's what you just told me. You eat cereal for breakfast, you know, typically. Then you have a sandwich for lunch, which is bread, which has gluten in it. And I talk a lot about that. But literally, when you have issues where you can't keep your eyes open after a meal, there's always either a blood sugar issue going on, neurotransmitter instability, or you're eating foods and you have food allergies and don't even know it. And it's causing your body to go into this stupor that you're talking about, which is actually really common. So here's what I would propose to you first. Do you sleep well at night, by the way?
Since I got the CPAP, I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I really think in your case, Scott, the basics are going to make all the difference. I do, based on what you just a little bit of information that you just given me. So the foundational four, that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to break your food down, because remember, most people only break down 15 to 20% of the food they eat rather than 80 to 90%. Cod liver oil, I would do a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon at night with dinner, and then your probiotics. Four in the morning on an empty stomach, four in the evening on an empty stomach. That right there should set the stage for you, and I'd like to see how that works, literally.
Okay.
Now, how much weight do you think you need to lose?
Well, probably 15 pounds.
It's not bad at all. So you're in a good category right now. Okay, you really are. You just started with those basics and see how your body responds, and then let me know. Either email me or call me back here on the show. Seriously, in about 2 weeks, call me and let me know how you're doing. And that's the big thing, because your blood sugar's fine, definitely. You got something going on, I think, with food allergies, and it just needs to almost be like an elimination type deal on your diet, and then we'll see things really, really change. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I was taking a blood pressure medicine and a statin drug for the cholesterol, and I was suffering crippling joint pain where I couldn't even walk anymore. I stopped taking the statin drug. I switched to your non-inflammatory diet. I started taking probiotics. Been doing that now since then. All I eat is chicken, fish, and vegetables.
How you feel?
I feel a whole lot better. Well, there was other problems, but I had bloating problems. After I ate, I would just blow up like a balloon. And as soon as I stopped, it was not right away, but soon after stopping eating anything with grain, any kind of red meat, the bloating went away completely. I couldn't believe how much of a drastic change it was.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty good. So I've been listening to you every night, and I hear you talking about the cod liver oil. I mean, I eat a lot of fish, too, mostly fish more than chicken. And I decided to try, you know, adding the cod liver oil in. I got it the other night. I tried taking it, and I couldn't even get a spoonful down. And I barely, once I did get it down,
oh, come on.
I'm telling you, I couldn't keep it up. I actually forced all my kids to take one just to test them all first. And every one of the kids almost threw up from it, and they all complained about it all day long that they couldn't stand it, that they could taste it all day long. And I tried it, I had the same problem. So I'm wondering, my question is, since I'm eating so much fish, I do take a multivitamin, I take the probiotics, do I really need the cod liver oil? I mean, is it really what I need? Most of the fish I eat is cod. I do eat other kinds of fish, too, but I eat a lot of cod. I eat cod almost every other day now.
Yeah, Dave, it is important, and it's important for your kids, too. Did you get an unflavored cod liver oil, the real bad-smelling, tasting kind?
Yeah, I got the regular. Okay.
Do me a favor. Order cod liver oil for your family. It's orange-flavored. It's made with a rosemary flavoring to it. It tastes very, very good. Your kids will have no problem with this whatsoever, literally. It tastes great. It's one of the best versions I've seen, and it's mercury-free. That's a big key that you have to watch out with cod liver oil is the mercury content, and of course, the taste, which you're dealing with right now. But it tastes really great, if you can believe that cod liver oil tastes great. Get a bottle of that dried out and let me know. But get the kids. Don't you dare take those kids off of it. It's perfect for their brains. Really important. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 27th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,607.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.91, a half ounce for $823.96, or a quarter ounce for $411.98. That's $1,647.91, $823.96, and $411.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What's your health challenge? Is it diabetes, maybe heart disease, a little arthritis, maybe fibromyalgia? Whatever it is, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Your body was designed not to fail. Your body was designed to thrive. That's what we want to help you do. Common sense health is what this whole thing is all about. And we're going to kick it off and go with Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling tonight because I've been suffering with hives for the last 2 months.
Okay.
I just break out with the hives. I outbreak. I do have high blood pressure. I'm on 25 milligrams of Lipressa.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor, I've been to the hospital. They've given me Benadryl. They gave me prednisone, but it comes back every night or during the day. I'll have a hive outbreak. And last night I had to go to the emergency room because my throat was closing.
My goodness.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You're wanting to know about the hives, and let's talk about that. If you're getting to a place where your throat's closing down and that sort of thing, and you're having to go to the hospital, you have to step back and look at a couple of things. You're having typically a histamine reaction that's causing the closing in the throat, and that's the first thing that needs to be addressed. Why is that happening? Well, there's two things you want to do whenever you're having a major histamine reaction or any type of reaction where your body is responding in that manner. The first is you want to come off of all wheat products. Now, this sounds simple. It almost sounds too simple. But literally, the body can have such a reaction when you're dealing with this that it can cause things like you're dealing with, Carolyn, as far as the throat closing down and that sort of thing. So the first place we always start is, of course, there's medications you can take, and you can take histamine blockers, and you can do all of that and get things managed to where you can function. But it's not going to get to the root of the issue long term. So, Carolyn, the one thing you want to do is to make sure that you come off of wheat products and also cow milk, dairy products. And why is that? Those are the top two foods that create allergies, major allergies, within the body. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like if for someone, let's talk about allergies for a second. If someone is eating the wrong kind of foods and the body develops food allergies, then you have the food allergy going on. It creates histamine in the body, a histamine response, creating more mast cells or basophils. Those are the actual cells themselves. And you create the histamine response, and let's say you get out around cat dander or pollen. Now, the theory is that, well, you're just allergic to it, but really is that? Because if you already have a lot of histamine in the body, then you're going to be more allergic to your surroundings, such as molds and pollens and things like that, rather than if you didn't have a huge histamine reaction going on in the body, then your body wouldn't be responding as poorly to those outside allergens. And the same can be true with hives. Now, there can be mental stressors that's going on. There can be emotional stressors that are going on that's triggering that. And there can be just regular chemical reactions. But typically, there's an excess histamine. So those are the top two things I would eliminate from your overall diet, Carolyn. And that's going to help out to see exactly what's causing that. Literally, come off of anything that has flour in it and any type of dairy product, except for goat's milk dairy, you can handle that. But you want to do that for a period of about 8 weeks and see how your body responds. The other thing is you can take milk thistle. Milk thistle works very well with the liver and cutting down on any type of toxic reaction, also with any type of excess histamine reaction. And also what works very, very well is ionic boron, which is a mineral, and also they have what's called cat's claw, and it works very well with allergies as well. So those are several things that are beneficial and that can help reduce the histamine reactions that you're dealing with. But get started on that, and then call me back here maybe in a week or so and let me know how you're doing, and we'll go from there, Carolyn, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to, is it Julio? Did I say that right?
That's right, yeah.
Julio, welcome. How can I help, man?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to a friend. Last week he was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. I've never heard of it until he got it. And, you know, he's been to the doctor, so he's been, you know, you know, the doctor prescribed him some medication, and I was just calling to find out if there's anything, you know, he could do diet-related to...
Well, what are they... How's he doing right now? Is it still... Is the palsy still activated?
Yes, you know, he can't talk. You know, he's got a lot of difficulty speaking and eating, and he's got, like, some pain.
How bad is the pain?
Well... I'd say that he can't talk, hold a conversation or something. Now he's out.
Okay. Well, the good news is that typically Bell's palsy tends to resolve. That's
right.
The good thing, and it's typically caused by herpes virus. Did they tell him that?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did. All right. So he knows that the herpes virus is activated, and it's usually the same one that caused the cold sores. That's the herpes simplex virus.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the one that, you know, people typically get on their lip or something like that. And it's just, it's a temporary weakness and paralysis. So the good news is that typically it will subside. And there's one thing he can do, vitamin B6, there's different versions of vitamin B6, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine works very well. And also the omega-3 oils, like cod liver oil, is really important. And probably a tablespoon in the morning, a tablespoon in the evening is really, really beneficial. But the vitamin B6 works like a charm when you're dealing with Bell's palsy. And the biggest thing is, you know, along with the medication, of course, L-lysine, which is an amino acid, can help because it's antiviral. Really big help. Julio, thanks, though, and let me know how he's doing, or happy to give me a call here on the show. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself super pail combo on sale at 22%.
22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's kick it off with Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Issa, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. How can I help?
My son was attacked by a raccoon the other day. He's only 12 years old. I think that raccoon might have had rabies. And figuring that he's so young and everything, I thought that might be, I need to know what herbs would be helpful.
Okay. For dealing with rabies, right?
I'm not sure if he has it or not, but that raccoon that attacked him, he was wild. He was staggering all over the place and foaming.
So here's the bottom line. The raccoon attacked him, right?
Yes, sir. He was out playing in the woods.
He was out playing in the woods and got bit?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then has he gone to see a doctor at all?
Not yet. It happened today.
Here's the deal. You need to go to the doctor, like yesterday. Let's talk about vitamins and minerals, and let's talk about healthy lifestyle in this one. Like, literally, you need to just go to the doctor. They need to check him out, because if there is an infection, like, literally, that's not one of those things where you take ionic silver and that kind of thing. You want to there's going to have to be probably some medical intervention on that, no doubt. So just go get checked. Go have him get checked. Either way, it's going to be the best thing to do. And then once he gets treated, then we can talk, all right? But you don't want to play around with that anyway. That's something that's pretty serious that needs immediate attention, because that could turn into something if, indeed, the raccoon had any type of situation like rabies or whatnot. It's just always good to get that looked at, okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. What are you struggling with tonight? That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your life and your health. And we want to talk about you. And not only just you, but your friends, your family members, and your loved ones. You know, remember that when you're talking about health, it's talking about other people too, and encouraging them and empowering them to live the life that they were designed to live. So how are we doing that? How do we make that happen? That's what we want to talk about. And all things that we can do to serve you in the best way possible. But I want to talk a little bit tonight too about, there's an article talking about how cutting salt can prevent almost 500,000 heart attacks. So there's a government study. There was a new initiative to cut down on sodium consumption just by 10%, how it could save thousands of lives and billions of dollars. Cutting salt reduces blood pressure, this article says, and is a key factor in contributing to heart attacks and stroke. But per person, on average, is a very small decrease in blood pressure when you do that. But over large populations, that they saw a significant reduction in cardiovascular disease, and it cut on savings. So this new study and report strongly supports the conclusion that concerted national effort to reduce sodium in processed foods would save hundreds and thousands of lives at minimal cost. Well, that's kind of like one of those duh things that we know. But salt is not bad. Salt can be bad for you, but sodium, natural sodium, is not so much. So we have to look at processed foods. I just say eliminate the processed foods. That would be one of the best things to do out of this article. But it's not just eliminating the processed foods, it's about getting the right kind of nutrients. And that's so important. Like, things such as our adrenal glands, our body's stress glands, function off of the proper amount of sodium levels. Now, you get natural sodium from things like celery. Celery is one of the best natural forms of sodium that we have. That's different from table salt. That's a different ball game. But sodium is so important for our overall health. And in like, celery juice is really good. Chicken broth or beef broth, or chicken stock, or beef stock. Those are all great ways to get some sodium in the diet. Now, when you have heart disease or high blood pressure, do you need to lay off the salt? Well, you need to be cautious with it. But again, natural sodium levels are actually really good. And that's something you do want to incorporate into your normal diet. So this article is really good. The premise behind it is good, but it's more table salt that you can eliminate versus keeping those natural sources of sodium from green vegetables and celery. Really, that's some of the best bet. And you do want to keep those levels up for optimum health and for your energy levels. You'll notice when you eat some natural sodium that your energy levels will improve and increase. And that makes a big, big difference in our overall health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Doc Mesa, good to talk to you. I'm just lucky enough that when I get off at night, I can hear, listen to you on the way home.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Great to talk with you, man. What can I do to help?
You mentioned beets for occasional constipation. My question is, can you get canned beets okay? Is that okay? Because I don't even know where I can get regular, you know, fresh beets.
Yeah, Jerry, you can typically get the fresh beets at the grocery store. They typically have them, you know, like a Kroger or a Publix, something like that. But, you know, I'm a big fan. Here's the pecking order, all right? Fresh, number one. Frozen, number two. Canned, number three.
Okay.
So that's the pecking order. If you've got to choose, that's the healthiest order. So frozen is the next best thing to fresh, because it's pretty much fresh. It's just frozen. And then canned is probably the third, because they do put some preservatives and things in the fluid that sits in those cans. And that's the thing you want to avoid. If you do get the can, wash them off as best you can. But again, if you just get the beets in your body, that's what's going to work. It's the red dye that's in the beets themselves that gets the small intestine moving. And when you get the small intestine moving, it triggers the bowel and the sphincter muscles and all that kind of stuff. So that's what you need to do to make it happen. All right. But that,
okay,
the other thing too.
One other comment I want to make. The lady was talking about the hives and the itching. I had a problem for a year, like it drove me crazy. I'd go home and get in the shower and just stand in the water because I was itching all over. And I found out I'm allergic to copper. And I had a gold chain, and they alloy copper with the gold, right?
That's right.
And that was causing the reaction in my body. And I wanted to quit wearing that chain, it went away. It like drove me crazy for a year. And I thought about all the dyes and soaps and shampoos and all that stuff. But it was that doggone chain. Now, I could wear it for an hour or two, no problem. But see, I was wearing it 24 hours a day, and it was about driving me crazy.
Oh yeah, no, it makes a big difference. And when you're looking at heavy metals and even light metals like that, they can make a big difference. And if you do have any type of copper excess, which is what that would be, you would get that from wearing the chain or any type of alloy. Zinc is the antagonist of that, or zinc's the opposite. So if you start taking some zinc, it'll pull down on those copper levels. But you know, I think what she had is a histamine reaction going on in her digestive tract. But that's a good thought as far as the copper. When copper does get in excess, it can cause issues with hives and itching of the skin and excess dryness of the skin. So those are some things that definitely are good to look into. But it's funny how just the smallest things like that can make the biggest difference. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
I'm 39 years old. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with tinnitus. I had a ringing in my ear. Actually, it was coming from the head, and I saw a specialist, and they pretty much say that it's from exposure to machines, lawnmowers, etc. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on some of these advertisements that I hear on the radio for herbal supplements? Will it help?
Yeah, as far as the tinnitus goes?
Yes.
Well, it depends. What ear are you having the tinnitus in?
What ear?
Are you having it one side more than the other?
Actually, it's in the head. It's actually in the head. The doctors have asked me that. It's not distinctly in the ear. It's I guess how the brain processes, or you know, the damaged sound from the ear.
So you're just having it more in the dead center of your head is where it feels like, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's not localized into one side. Yeah,
no,
I got it.
Not.
Yeah, I got it. And it started when?
About 7 or 8 months ago.
Okay. And nothing you have they put you on some medications and things to try to help, and nothing really worked?
No, doctors have told me that when the little hair follicles in the ear are damaged, it's pretty much irreversible, and that there aren't medications to treat it.
It depends. That is a true statement, that once the hair follicles gets damaged, that they're the little cilia, they it's hard to get that to regenerate. That is a true statement. The other thing is that a lot of times there is a deficiency in the body that can cause the constant tinnitus. Now, here's kind of the rule of thumb. If it's in the left ear, it's usually a manganese deficiency. If it's in the right ear, it's typically a gluten allergy associated with wheat products like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and that kind of thing. And so one of the first things you want to do is you want to eliminate all the wheat products from your diet completely, and then add in manganese. You can take about just a little bit. It doesn't take much, probably 100 milligrams twice a day of an ionic manganese, which is a liquid manganese, and that can produce really good results and make a huge difference in your overall health. So it's when you're dealing with the tinnitus. So those are a couple things that I would look at doing for at least, I would say, about 3 or 4 weeks and see how your body responds. And then you can come back here on the show if you don't see any results, and we can go from there. But typically, especially when the dead center of the head, I would go that route for both of those and see how things respond. All right, thanks for the call, my friend. 888-283-7272. Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dr. Asa, I'm trying to get back into a workout routine. What should my initial goals be? I'll tell you what, we're going to go into this break. We'll talk about this when we come out of it. Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanting to know about getting back into a workout routine and what to do, what kind of goals you should set, and what's the best way to do this. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Do you need a new prescription for your Lyme? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, HealthCoachRadio.com.
during the break talking with Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma, reading an email, and he wrote, I'm trying to get back into a workout routine. What should my initial goals be? It's a great question because people are always wanting to know about working out, getting into fitness. Should I work out every single day? What should my goals be? And this is what I always say. Start small. Start with the small goals that you know you're going to accomplish. Because here's the myth about exercise. People think that more is better. It's not. Less is actually better when you're dealing with a workout routine or an exercise routine. You know, in just 15 minutes, you can produce the same amount of workout results as you can in an hour. If it's done with high intensity, that means that you go as pretty much as hard as you can with some short, brief rest periods in that time. It's about maximizing everything within your body, the hormone systems of the body. You can get just as much stimulation almost as you can in doing 30 or 45 minutes in 15 minutes. Now, does that say mean that your workouts need to only be 15 minutes? No, I think it's good to have a good, you know, time that you do some cardiovascular activity or you go ride a bike or you get on a treadmill and run if you like to do that. Whatever you want to do, but I think the goals should be short term. Don't go for things that are unrealistic. It's better to go to the gym or go do your workout routine 30 minutes or so a day, 5 days a week, or 4 to 5 days a week, than to go 2 days a week and go for 2 hours at a time. It's better to have that daily result and that daily effort because that builds up in your health account, as I like to call it. And once you build that health account, that's where you can plan for retirement with your health. It's those little daily deposits that we make every single day. So that's my recommendation to you. When you're dealing with a new workout routine, what should your goals be? Your goals should be working out or doing some form of activity 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, spreading it out however you like. Take 2 full days off of rest to let your body regenerate and recuperate. And even 4 days is good. But five is put, that's the tops. You shouldn't do more than 5 a week. And enjoy yourself. Get plenty of rest. Mix it up. Do some weight training, resistant exercise, do some cardiovascular activity, and even do yoga on a day if you want to. I mean, it's a great way. You're still actively doing something, but it's still in more of a rested state, too, so it's almost like an active form of rest, yoga is. But there's a lot of great things you can do as far as your activity. The big thing is get moving and do it on a regular basis. And make the goals where you're not going to fail. Make the goals where it's impossible to fail. If you know that you enjoy riding your bike, then go ride your bike. Mix it up a little bit, but do the things that you know you're going to do. Don't go try to go to the gym and bench press 200 pounds if you're miserable and you don't like going to a gym. Do the things that you enjoy doing so you'll stick to that and you continue making that a part of your regular day. 888-283-7272. This is Dr. Asa on call, and we're going to go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Asa, how are you, buddy?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, calling you from Ringgold. I don't think you know a little bit of part.
Ringgold, Georgia. Oh, yeah. Know all about Ringgold.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I got a two-part question, but let me shoot on the most important one first. My mom is currently hospitalized in a hospital here that you would be well familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
But she has leukemia.
That's
right.
I think
it's AML.
Right.
Is that right? Mild.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Not doing well at all. She went to, the first doctor she went to was an oncologist. Did not catch it. Completely misdiagnosed for the first 6 months. Got her to go to a different doctor. The very day she walked in, they hospitalized her.
Okay.
She's been there since. She's been there like 3 weeks now. She's having a very hard time. They're having to give her blood and platelets every single day. She had, day before yesterday, they think because her platelets were so low, it might have caused it, but she had some bleeding in her frontal lobe and had a minor stroke. My question to you is, you know, we're all about, I know AML, you know, I've done my research on this, and I know AML is one of the harder ones to treat.
It is.
Okay. What can she do, Dr. Asa, other than the conventional chemo and the thing? She went through 7 days straight of chemo. She's came off of it about 5 days ago. And
How's she doing right now?
Well, she is not too well, I wouldn't think. I mean, the doctor every morning, he says she's doing as well as she can be expected. You probably would know her doctor here, but I'm not going to put names out. But
okay.
She he says that she's doing, you know, she's doing as well as can be expected. But, you know, like her white blood cell count, I think this morning was 0.4. Her, you know, her red blood count, it stays in the range of around 7, and they have to continually give her blood and maybe get it up to 8, and then it falls again. Her platelets are low. Everything is low. I mean, as you can imagine, everything is low. And right now, she just doesn't seem to be rebounding. And, I, you know, she had a bone marrow today. I haven't heard back from that yet. Don't really know, you know, where they're going to go from here yet, you know, and haven't got the results of whether she's going to go through more chemo or whether they're actually going to achieve remission. My question to you is, what are some of the things that she can be doing along with, you know, conventional medicine? What are some of the things that she can be doing that would help to fight this off?
All right. We're running to the end of the show, and I'll tell you this. There's one thing that's been shown nutritionally that can help with leukemia, and it goes against everything that I... It's funny. It goes against things that I teach, but soy products, and but I mean real soy products like soy nuts and the most natural forms of soy can help. There's a product called Genistein, and it's an isoflavone that's in the soy, and it's in tempeh and soy nuts and that sort of thing. And it's also got a bioflavonoid called quercetin that's in the products that have anti-leukemia. It's the only cancer that it can work against. That can help. But anyway, that's my best bet with you right now. She needs to stay under standard care for the level that she's in right now, unfortunately. But just do everything the doctors tell you right now.
Puts another hour in the charts. Life Anchor producer Jay Patrick, I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed...
Well, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.